for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. Glad you're listening. So, the answers are ignorant, stupid, or evil. The question is, what the hell am I talking about? So I listened to this brilliant TED Talk by Catherine Schultz. Now, if you've not been to TED.com and listened to TED Talks, please do. You are in for such a treat. There's so many brilliant people speaking about so many things. Just great stuff there. Catherine Schultz is an expert in making mistakes and why we make mistakes. And she says some brilliant things. She said, first of all, she talked about what the feeling is when we make mistakes. And the answer is, it doesn't feel like anything. Because for the most part, we don't know we're making a mistake. She said, there's a feeling that we have when we realize we've made a mistake. But when we are making a mistake, it doesn't feel like anything. She says, it feels like being right because you didn't know you were wrong. So let me go to the thrust of today, which is these three concepts, the ignorant, stupid, or evil. So she says that when we look at other people, why do other people not agree with us? You know, Pema Chodron once chidingly said to a group that, do you really think happiness is everyone agreeing with you? So if people don't agree with us, why? And Catherine Schultz says there are three reasons. Either one, they're ignorant. Well, obviously, if they don't agree with us, they don't have all the facts. If they had all the facts, they wouldn't disagree with us. So they're ignorant. They don't know the facts. But then there are situations where they do have the facts. They have all the facts that we have, but they don't make the same conclusion we do. And that's where stupid comes in. We realize that obviously these people must have some faulty logic. They must be mentally incompetent. There's something just wrong with their synapses, or they would make the same decisions we make. They have the same facts. And then there's the last, which is why people don't make the same decisions as we do. If they have all the facts and they're mentally competent, but they don't agree with us anyway, well, then obviously they're evil. These people obviously are up to no good because they have deliberately chosen not to do what we think should be done in this situation. Really reflect on this. What are the chances when people don't agree with you that they're ignorant, stupid, or evil? They could say the same about you, right? So I want you to spiritual religious advice for the week. Contemplate that other people might not just agree with you. With love, I'm Rabbi Brian.